Are you on top of your career professionally, but not on top of your health? If the answer is yes, the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast is ideal for you. You'll be empowered to increase your health, fitness and happiness, no matter how busy your schedule is. You will receive tips on how to incorporate stress reduction, exercise and healthy eating whilst traveling, entertaining clients or during office parties so that you can lead a healthier and happier life. Here's your host and producer, Gerald Smith.
Hi everyone, this is Gerald, the Executive Weight Loss Coach, and today I want to be talking to you about long steady state cardio training versus HIIT training. We're going to be talking about what is most effective, why it's most effective, and just to lead you to draw your own conclusions as to what type of training you're going to do by yourself. So first of all, let's just start off by defining what the two types of training are first of all. So the first one is HIIT training. What HIIT training is when you do a very short burst of exercise at high intensity followed by a rest period. The reason why you have this rest period is that the intensity level that you're trying to sustain isn't something that you can sustain for 20 minutes. However, with a short rest period, you're going to be able to do 5, 10, 15 times more work at that intensity than if you just did it as a one-off and tried to continue for a longer period of time. Long distance cardio training or long steady state cardio training is where you work at low intensity or even moderate intensity in the case of a spin class or fairly high intensity for a longer period of time. So the easiest way to think of it in terms of what you're trying to achieve is with both types of training, you're trying to burn as many calories as you possibly can. However, with HIIT training, what you're doing is you're leveraging intensity to burn calories. So if you think about how many calories you're going to burn per minute, you're going to burn a lot more calories doing HIIT training per minute compared to long distance or long steady state cardio training. You're going to burn a lot more calories in a shorter period of time. So in 20 minutes, you can burn the same amount of calories that you can in 40 minutes or an hour because of the intensity that you're working at. When you do slower and a more longer duration of cardiovascular training, you're working at a much lower intensity. So in terms of how many calories you're going to burn per minute, it's going to be a lot lower than HIIT training. However, you're going to be going for a longer period of time. So the longer the period of time that you go for, the more calories you can burn. So what you're doing is you're leveraging time as the factor. And if you're someone who has got a lot of time on your hands, then perhaps this isn't really a problem. If you do have an hour and a half, then perhaps doing long, steady state training is fine for you. However, if you're someone that's really, really busy, you're traveling a lot for work, if you have a lot of meetings, which you probably do, then and you're time poor, then in terms of the flexibility that HIIT training is going to allow you, this is going to be a lot more better because in 15 to 20 minutes, you can have your workout completed. So if time is a problem, HIIT training is probably the one for you. If you're someone who's traveling a lot on business, then HIIT training is probably better for you as well because you have a lot of flexibility. Because HIIT training is something that you can do in the comfort of your own hotel room. Because you don't actually need equipment for HIIT training. You can use weights, you can use battle ropes, you can use TRX. So it's versatile if you want to make the training more interesting. But essentially you don't really need these equipment. Or you can just do burpees, star jumps. You can do all these types of exercises in your own room. You can argue that you can also do a long steady state run. So all you need is a pair of trainers, a t-shirt, a pair of shorts. So you can argue that you can just go outside and still have that flexibility no matter where you are. You can still do a workout. But not everyone might be a good runner. You may be listening to this and you may be 3, 4, 5 stone overweight. You might find it very difficult to run. Whereas to do a HIIT training session in your room could be a lot more easier. So in that respect, HIIT training is more effective. But let's talk about the science now, because there's obviously the convenience of doing HIIT training that can be done anywhere, as I just mentioned before. But what does the science tell us? In terms of, because if you're trying to lose weight, part of it is to look a lot more better and to feel better in yourself. So aesthetically, you're going to look better from doing HIIT training. Now, the science behind it is the hormones which you're going to release from doing HIIT training. So for argument's sake, you do 20 minutes of HIIT training and you do it at the right intensity, which is very, very high intensity, you are going to use your fast twitch muscle fibers. So the science behind this is that you have two types of muscle fibers. So you either predominantly fast twitch, which means that you're better at doing short duration type exercises, which are explosive in nature. So an example of someone that has got a very high amount of fast twitch muscle fibers would be Usain Bolt. Another example would be Mike Tyson, someone who was very explosive in the ring, could knock people out. A last example would be someone that does Olympic weightlifting, because the kind of speeds that they're going to be moving at requires you to have a high amount of fast twitch muscle fibers. Then you also have another type of muscle fiber, which is called slow twitch muscle fibers. So people that are better, so if you have these type of muscle fibers, you're going to be a lot more better at doing endurance type training. So an example of someone with a high amount of slow twitch muscle fibers would be Matthew Pinson, who was a four-time Olympic rowing champion, Mo Farah, Jessica Ennis, who's obviously, sorry, not Jessica Ennis, Paula Radcliffe, not Jessica Ennis, Paula Radcliffe, who's obviously the women's world record holder for marathon. So these are the type of people who have a high amount of fast twitch muscle fibers. And this is something that's genetically determined. We're all individual. So, you could fall under either one. It's something that you either have or you haven't. But regardless of whether you're more predisposed to being better at long duration type exercise, it doesn't really matter, because if you do HIIT training, we all have both. Okay, it's just that some of us have more of one than others. But by doing HIIT training, you are going to use your fast twitch muscle fibers, and these muscle fibers will cause you to release growth hormone. And growth hormone is an anti-aging hormone, and it's also very effective for losing body fat, for burning fat. So if you store a lot of body fat around your waist, you're going to find that releasing this hormone is going to better balance the rest of your hormones altogether, because losing weight is more than just calories in, calories out. It's also about whether your hormones are in balance. If you have too much estrogen, which is going to cause you to store fat around your chest, around your hips. It's whether you have too much cortisol, which is going to cause you to store body fat around your stomach. So obviously, if you have a hormone imbalance and you're storing fat in certain places and you're losing weight and you find it hard to lose weight in certain areas, then you have to consider what hormones are out of balance in order to make sure that you're losing weight in that stubborn area. So hormone balance, this is where hormone balancing comes into play, because you can lose weight just from calorie counting and just from doing long steady state cardiovascular training. But it's how you're going to look after it. Are you going to remove fat from the areas that you want to lose it from? Because let's face it, some of this is for aesthetic purposes. So the science behind this tells you that HIIT training is more effective because of the hormones you're going to release and because of the fact that you're going to be targeting those fast twitch muscle fibers. We've already spoken about flexibility, the fact that you can do it anywhere. We've also spoken about the time factor. I mean, would you rather train for 20 minutes and have your workout done and burn a high amount of calories and also balance your hormones? Or would you prefer to train for an hour and burn the same amount of calories that you can in 20 minutes? So, you know, it's quite an obvious answer. It's almost a no-brainer. Also, when we consider what you're going to look like, I mean, if you look at some of the people that I mentioned before, marathon runners, If you think of a marathon runner and you think of a sprinter, who looks better? So if you want to look better, if you want to look good, you have to more train in a similar way to the sprinter and actually access those muscle fibers which they're using all the time in their training. If you're using predominantly white, if you're using predominantly the slow twitch muscle fibers which we spoke about earlier, and you're doing that a lot, then essentially what's going to happen is that you're going to end up looking like that marathon runner if you're doing enough cardiovascular training. So you're going to lose the weight but have that really gaunt looking physique. So these are things you have to really, really consider when it comes to whether you do long duration cardio or whether you just do it hard with HIIT training. So something just for you to something for you to weigh up. What do you want to look like? Think about convenience. Think about the time you have, the flexibility that you may need, depending on whether you're traveling or whether you have a lot of beatings, whether you're time poor. So these are all the things you have to consider. And you know, I always advocate HIIT training because it just gives you that little bit more. As I've mentioned before, the science greatly supports it. In terms of how many times a week that you do HIIT training, 3 times a week is enough. If you're trying to do 4 or 5 times a week, you're probably going to overtrain yourself. So again, if you're someone that's time rich, you don't really need to be doing 6 days of HIIT training. 6 days of training like you would if you're doing long, steady state training. All the science supports HIIT training. If you want to know a little bit more about HIIT training, then I've got many other videos on this topic. If you want to know a little bit more about balancing hormones, again, I've got other videos and podcasts related to HIIT training. So I hope you've enjoyed this discussion. Please subscribe if you found this topic useful, and if you found this has added value to your training and to your life. Look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you.
Thanks again for listening to the Executive Fitness and Health Podcast. If you feel that this podcast is adding value to your health and to your life, then please subscribe and rate the show on iTunes. You can contact me with your questions, problems, or concerns at slimmer, fitter, stronger@gmail.com. Have a fantastic and productive week.